Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. 8:32 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Bringing in an old friend of the show. Haven't talked to him in a while, making his return to Houston radio, but this is huge, huge news, and you knew that the good doctor would want to weigh in on it, so we got a hold of him. Dr. Carol Cogslaughter joining us here, SEC guy on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Doc, how are you?
Well, number one, I would say friend of the show is a bit of a stretch. I would not say I was a friend of any of your shows, none of your programs, none of your video casts or your pod things, your plugs, and none of that stuff. So let's just get this straight. I'm not a friend of a show. I'm just here on the phone line. Oh. That's all it is.
I apologize.
None of this plugs. What is this with? Ever since when I used to be on, they didn't have no plugs. They didn't have any of this kids unwrapping presents and looking at women's feet on the thing on the TV that you could, on the internet, where you could make money off of this subscription, and people put that on the NIL. What is going on with all college football? Yeah, just a lot of craziness is going out here with the internet. Has made everything just completely terrible, with fans can go on people's sites and tell people to, you know, do all this huzzle buzzle with vegetables and fruit. That's just ridiculous. That's not what God intended the internet to be.
Well, I got you. Well, I apologize for overstepping, maybe, calling you a friend of the show. Yeah, we're not friends. I understand that. So, University of Texas and University of Oklahoma, or Oklahoma University, are going to the SEC. Now, all of a sudden, the SEC is an important league because you've got two powerhouses actually joining the conference.
Tell you what, you ain't lost it. You're just as funny. Boy, the Jerry Clower of Houston Radio keeps it up. Boy, you ain't lost a step since I've been talking to you last. Number one, we don't need anything. But listen, let's just get this straight right now. You ever play Pinochle against Curtis Strange, or Spades, or Hearts, or whatnot?
No, I'm a poker player. I'm a poker player, yeah.
Okay, Texas, that's right. Texas Hold'em. When you get those two cards and whatnot, you don't even get a full hand of cards, but whatever. Now, Texas Hold'em. Now, let me ask you this question. Now, if you had an opportunity, this is what makes me so mad about the Aggies. I get so fired up. That's why we had to tell them to shut their mouth. That's why we don't include them in conversations. I was in those conversations about bringing these two teams in. You know how come? Because when you're at the Smoothwater Country Club and you get done with a round, and you see old Walter Whipple coming by with his big pockets full of cash, and you know he can't play a single lick, who are you going to invite to the table? Walter Whipple? So that's what Texas is to us. That's what Oklahoma is to us. They're a big stack of cash, and they're the easiest marks at the table. So we say, well, come on. Well, you know what, you need to come on in and have some of this Southern hospitality. Now, look at this. We got, a fudge bottom pecan pie for you. We're looking at Margie's Delicious Peach Cobbler. And we gust him up with some sweet tea and whatnot, get them all buttered up like we've been doing the last 6 months, because we want their big fat pockets sitting at the table, because they're the easiest marks at the pinochle game. So we're going to empty out their pockets. So what you need to do, Texas A&M, is keep your mouth shut and know your place. Let us bring these old big fat wallets into the conference, because they're the easiest marks in the world. Do you know Texas got beat by the Iowa States last year? That's that state's second team program. That's not even real Iowa. That's Iowa State, and they got beat by them. So, listen, A&M needs to keep it quiet, but we'll be more than happy to bring Texas money in here because Steve Sarkisian is their head coach. Now take over for Mack Brown, I believe.
So, but Texas A&M, storied program that is an integral part of the SEC, winning football, being fifth in the country, bringing up the whole SEC last year with their football program.
Listen, here we go. See, let's really get to the scuzzlebutt on this thing here. You had at one point a Kevin Sumlin at the helm, and you gave him, you know, it wasn't good enough to give him one contract. You gave him three contracts, Aggie. I mean, he led the league in contracts. So congratulations on being a forerunner of giving three contracts in 4 years. That was really some pretty good Texas A&M math going on right now. Now, number two, you couldn't recognize it, but that little squirrely quarterback you had, Johnny Manziel, was the reason that your head coach was winning. And as soon as he was gone, bye-bye wins. They all went away, didn't they? They all dried up. Then you got yourself a Jimbo. And I'm like, well, okay now. Texas A&M's kind of understanding how the SEC works. The first chance you get yourself a Jimbo, and you got a shot. And so Jimbo, what he's doing is really a great job over there. I've been very proud to see a Jimbo Fisher, what he's been able to do at Texas A&M. Y'all able to beat up everybody, and then you catch 50 from us. That's pretty good. You know what? That's not bad. And let's see, who does Texas have as their head coach? Steve Sarkisian, a former Nick Saban coach, just like a Jimbo. And what does that equal? Nothing but losses. Kirby Smart, losses across the board. So, you know, Texas A&M, and let me say this on them too. You ain't never been at the Thanksgiving table for the adults. Never. The entire time, you've been at the kids' table. And now we're just bringing in your cousins. They just look a little bit cleaner and nicer than you. They wear nicer clothes. So your cousins are coming in. It's the same way we do with Vanderbilt in Tennessee. Give you somebody to play with. Ole Miss and Mississippi. Can you get Ole Miss and Mississippi State so they have someone to play with? That's all we're doing. We're just giving you a play partner. Texas and Texas A&M will bring you a play partner back. We're tired of fooling with you. Arkansas, they're the middle child. We don't even think about them at all. So this is what you need to understand. We're pulling out the Ottomans. We're looking around at the kids' table like, well, how's Texas going to get a seat? A&M, get up. Give Texas your seat. Here you go, A&M. We found this Ottoman out in the living room or the parlor, and we're going to sit this down. You got to sit on the Ottoman to eat your mashed potatoes and turkey. That's what's going to happen, A&M. So get used to it. Keep your mouth shut. And hey, Texas, welcome in, Oklahoma. We heard you're really a smart, clean, good-looking people who are well-dressed. What? I've seen pictures of them. Their haircuts look exactly like people we see in Alabama that aren't the good people, but the bad people.
So 7 national titles coming your way with OU. Now, they have had 4 playoff appearances.
Wow.
They haven't won a game yet in the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
But they get there, okay? Lincoln Rock.
Now tell me how the golf team does. Tell me how the women's softball or the swim team does. Tell me how the ultimate frisbee challenge team does. That's what – do y'all understand that your conference, this is how bad it is. You had a team full of Baylor. You had – SMU, a Methodist team. And then Texas got beat by TCU, a Christian team. You basically got beat by Liberty. So it's not going to be the same. You can't beat people 63-59 in this conference. You can't go in here winning games 72-68. That's not what the SEC is. Now, our scores have gotten a tad higher since the last time we spoke. I will admit that. Well, listen. Let's just remember what we got here. Nobody could take a 5-star and make them a 3-star quicker than Texas. Y'all are real good at that. 5 minus 2 stars equal 3 stars. Congratulations. What we do is we take 5s and keep them 5s. We take a 4 and make them a 5. We don't even fiddle with a 3-star.
Okay, so hold on a second. Do you know who won the Director's Cup last year for all sports? University of Texas. That's right.
Is that pornography?
No, they got women's.
What?
They got men's diving, women's rowing.
Men don't dive.
Yeah, they dive, and
no
it's
one dives off it, man. If you jump in, you do a cannonball or a can opener. Case closed.
No, you don't understand. The University of Texas is going to bring all sports to into prominence for the SEC.
Yeah, we don't have diving at all, but now, trust me on this one. Ain't nobody diving over to Florida.
Tennessee
don't dive.
Speaking of women's softball, you mentioned a little. How's Bucky doing? We haven't heard. What's going on there?
I think we lost a good doctor.
We lost the doctor?
She's hitched up. Next question.
Oh, she what?
What'd you say, Doc?
I said she got hitched up. Next question.
Oh, she
what
got.
What does this have to do with diving?
No, I'm asking. Well, oh, she got hitched up.
In a way, it does have to do with diving, but I.
Wait a minute.
Whoa. So, wait.
What else now?
Well, she.
What's the,
just made
what's the
pretty
name?
Good joke.
What's his name? Did she marry? What's his name? She married.
What's the loving husband's name?
Yeah.
Augustine.
Oh, we didn't see that coming. Augustine. Oh, well, congratulations to Bucky.
What's he do? You always want your daughter to be taken care of. What's Augustine do?
He's a banker.
A banker?
Oh, okay.
Or an engineer. I get them mixed up.
Yeah.
Or architect. One of those high-paying masculine things.
What pronoun does Augustine use?
A pronoun?
Yeah. We call him, her,
what
them.
Pronoun you need to... Hey, here's a pronoun for you. She, it. Put them together.
He hung up on you.
He got a little riled. She and it. I need to put that together.
She it.
Mm. That's from The Wire too.
Huh. Well, there was a pronoun. Well, we didn't. I had more questions. I wanted to find out how he likes Bill O'Brien so far. I wanted to find out how he's doing with the NIL. How he's doing paying players now. Actually above board as opposed to under the table at Smoothwater Country Club.
Sure.
That's what I wanted to know.
Sure, it hurts their recruiting efforts.
Yeah, and how Bill O'Brien is doing over there. All right? That dumbass. How you know, now Dr. Cogslaughter gets to actually hand cash the players as opposed to, you know, sneaking in parking lots dark parking lots with briefcases.
Have you talked to him since the recent run of Alabama quarterbacks? Like, since Tua and Jalen.
Tua, Jalen, and now Bryce.
He had Mac, so he's probably pretty
thrilled. I remember when he was going
after... He had Mac Jones. He had the other tall one, the white kid that won.
I bet he likes Mac Jones.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when he went after Oregon about having a Hawaiian quarterback in Marcus Mariota. And then he had his own Pacific Islander quarterback.
Well, we didn't get to talk to him because he got offended by Bucky.
Because Dell made him mad. You guys brought up Bucky, and Dell made him mad.
I asked
him to combine pronouns on you.
I asked him about a pronoun. Why is that upsetting?
Because he didn't know anything. What did you mean, pronoun?
She and it.
She and it. Yeah.
It's not think... Is it a pronoun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a pronoun.
Yeah, it's a pronoun.
Wow. I had so much more to ask him about actually paying players legally now.
Maybe you shouldn't have... Transition to Bucky.
I just asked a question.
You know that's
and speaking of transitions,
you're the one that pissed him off, though.
Well, you transitioned. Pronouns. You should have asked, "How's Bucky transitioning?"
Oh,
wow!
Whoa!
That would have been an equally quick hang up.
8:45 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Poor Texas caught it from Dr. Cogslaughter. We'll have to get back. We got a lot more questions.
That really turned into an A&M bashing session, I know. To be honest with you.
I know. Well, Texas got it, too, with their turning 5 stars into 3 stars.
Well, yeah, that's a thing we all know about. But the whole, they're not even at the table. We gotta tell you, get up out of your seat to bring Texas along.
Texas gets A&M seat and they have to sit on the ottoman?
Yeah.
That's not nice.
No. You got to sit at the kids' table now. They got to sit with Vanderbilt, Kentucky, and Missouri now. Congratulations.
And I don't like being, they probably don't like being called play cousins.
No.
Where they're bringing their cousin into play so they have somebody to occupy him.
All right, 846.
That's the number five team in the nation.
In the nation. No respect.
And preseason, Texas is number six or six and seven or something like that. So these are pretty highly rated teams. Now, to be fair, Texas usually is ranked much higher going in than they are coming out.
Coming out, yeah. Oh, well, not
pretty, much, pretty much. How many straight years do you think that is?
Pretty much.
I don't recall a time where it's like, you know who ended up being much better than we thought? Texas. When is the last time you said that? Never under Charlie Strong. Ever under Tom Herman?
No.
What, the year they beat Georgia and they were back?
Yeah, but what were they ranked going in?
I have to remember the year.
Remember Texas's back year where I thought, when they beat DeShone Kizer, boy, I thought, Texas just beat Notre Dame. Holy crap. This is going to be a really good team.
Nah. No.
And DeShone Kizer.
It might have been the year they beat Georgia. Folks.
Maybe so. 2019. Yeah.
The Sugar Bowl win. 847 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.